Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, guest host, attorney Craig Mastantuono. Joining us tonight is Wisconsin State Representative Evan Goyke, 18th Assembly District from Milwaukee, a Democrat. Evan, thanks for highlighting the proposed statute, a constitutional amendment. It's really a big deal. I think that's a simply put, it's a big deal to amend our Constitution. We've had the right to bail as it stands. You were telling me during the break, since the mid-1800s, it was debated as part of the first constitutional convention. Is that right?
Yeah, and the idea of bailing out goes way back to the King's England, because the king used to lock you up in the tower with no bail, and the pressure of being locked up got you to confess, and you just sat there until, you know, they got you to say what they wanted you to say. And so this concept of bail and getting out and being out, we talked about the orange jumpsuit versus the khaki pants. It really has its root in individual liberty versus state action.
And it affects the presumption of innocence, does it not? How many times when you were a public defender did you have a client say, I didn't do it, but I want to take the deal because I've got to get out of here?
Yeah, all the time.
That's the same version.
I just need to get it out. Yeah, I just need to get out. I need to get it behind me. I can't stay in here. I got too much going on outside. And it's about math, you know, what's my shortest path to get out of jail? It's not, am I innocent? We romanticize it on TV and, you know, the Netflix series on the, you know, but that's not how the criminal system really works. And we expose big, high profile cases in Making a Murderer or podcasts. But the nuts and bolts of the criminal system, what's happening tomorrow morning on a Tuesday, is little stuff, you know, drug possession, property damage, small theft crimes. And the amount of people, the number of people, you know, that are just pleading guilty and going down to get it over with. It was really staggering to me when I was practicing criminal.
Yeah. Defense. Yeah, the little stuff and larger cases too that make a huge difference in people's lives in terms of the way they turn out. You know, in the last 3 to 4 weeks, I've brought in for a landing, so to speak, several cases that really kept people out and productive and in the jobs that they were and overcoming their mistakes and moving forward. You're never going to read about those cases anywhere, because they're absolutely routine felony and misdemeanor cases. But we've returned, you know, within those cases with good outcomes, people to their families and people to the workforce. Some of them on supervision, some of them serving small sentences, but largely able to overcome their sentences and move on. I get the impression with the, you know, the bail debate and the reform, so-called reform efforts in the constitutional amendment, that we think if we make the system harsher, we'll just keep ourselves safe. And I'm always astounded at that simplicity of that thinking, because it's just a line that moves where you decide who are we going to lock up. And when we move the line back and forth, it doesn't correlate with an increase or decrease in crime levels, for example, does it?
No. And, you know, there is a rise in violent crime, homicides. You know, we've got record homicides the last 2 years in the city of Milwaukee. You know, that warrants our action. It warrants our investigation and debate and deliberation of policy. You know, but we need to also keep in mind that a few years ago we had the lowest homicides in record, and we haven't changed the penalty for homicide in that time. But largely, my experience has been that most people that commit crimes don't really know what's going to happen to them. They don't really know that, you know, they're not standing there making a rational decision about what the criminal penalty is and what their cash bail amount might be. It's people are at the, you know, in the worst moment of their life. You know, there are some people that go out and intentionally commit crime and hurt people, but most of the clients that I had was when I was a public defender were people that, you know, I think made mistakes and bad choices, and sometimes a series of them, but they had root cause issues like homelessness, like poverty, like mental illness or drug addiction, and all of them swirling together. And this, our reaction, whether it's cash bail or prison terms, you know, largely never dealt with the root causes that brought that person into committing crime. It did, it, you know, punished them. It maybe it, you know, the system quote unquote feels good, but we didn't really make ourselves safer because we never really addressed what caused that person to commit crime in the first place. Nobody cared about that. Nobody cared about it. Nobody stopped to ask, what should we do to make this person not come back and never commit crime? No, I don't know that I've ever had a judge stop the sentencing hearing and say, Mr. So-and-so, you know, what do you really need to never commit a crime again? What's really driving this? It's very rare that that happens.
Yeah. And when it does, it's my experience that it's a collaborative process. You've got a prosecutor who's willing to listen. You've got a judge who's willing to listen. You've got a defense attorney that's doing his or her job thoroughly and trying to enlighten the court with real data rather than fancy arguments about their client's position in life. And those aren't easy questions. That's not easy to throw the book at or throw an easy answer out for the public.
Craig, you just how do I put that on a re-election pamphlet? You know, collaborative, smart, problem-solving, holistic criminal justice. You know, I've already said too much and I've lost the attention. That's the difference, right? That's you know, why this stuff sells and tough on crime continues to be used in politics today.
Well, we need more time to talk about this. We're going to have you back, Evan. State Representative Evan Goyke, the Paul Revere Show. This has been Craig Mastantuono sitting in for Mark Thompson. Thanks for joining us.